I thought about the song with Sister Sherry and I, and I think Sister Vicky helps us out with this song. He knows all my needs. And the first verse of this goes, questions I have, the answers I don't. And many things I don't understand. And this was something, again, this has been a very difficult couple weeks, just from the standpoint that, you know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of questions I have. And there's a lot of answers that I don't have. There's a lot of things I don't understand. And young people, we're going to go through this life and we are going to have things happen that we have questions for and we don't have answers to. We don't have answers to. There's a lot of things that we're going to face in life that we don't understand. But the next verse in this song says, my Father is omnipotent. What does omnipotent mean? All powerful. We have one tonight that is all powerful. He knows what we're going through. You know, we've heard Brother Burton throughout this week talk about that we have a Heavenly Father that knows what we're going through. He knows our needs. He knows where we're at. And we have to take faith in that fact that we have an omnipotent Father, an all-powerful God that knows exactly what we stand in need of tonight. And it says that He cares for me so. He cares for you so. If there's questions, if there's situations, there's things that happen in your life and you just don't understand, why are these things happening? We can take them to God tonight. And that's where, you know, that's where sometimes we try to fight these battles all on our own. We try to fight these battles all on our own, and God is asking us, bring these problems to me. Bring these situations to me. I will help you with them. I will help you with them. But why is it that we are so stubborn sometimes and say we can do this on our own? And we suffer because of it. We suffer because we try to do these things on our own. But it also goes on to say in this song, and I know He has all in control. God got these things in control. You know, we started out in March with this whole COVID situation. You know, God had that under control. He still has that under control. He knows what's going on, and He's trying to do something through this. There's much for us to learn through this. And then I think about, you know, again, as the sickness comes on me, and then, you know, a few days later, I have this happen with my student, and I have to go back and say, God, you have these things under control. You know exactly what's happening here. And I have to take faith in that. We have to take faith in whatever that we're going through. You know, God's got our best interest in heart. And what He's trying to say is, my child, come to me. Bring your problems to me tonight. And the second verse says, if you're perplexed. What does perplexed mean? Does anybody know what perplexed means? Anybody got an idea? Disturbed. I'm sorry?
Disturbed.
Disturbed? Or, I just don't know what to do. Have you ever been there before? You just don't know what to do. You're perplexed. Confused or in doubt from the battle that's pressing your mind. Just look up from whence cometh your help. And that's what we have to do, young people. We have to look up. We have to look up. In these times of trial, in these times that are very, very trying times, God wants us to look up. Why? Because He's got things under control tonight. He's got things under control. It says, just look up from whence cometh your help. He'll give you sweet peace. I think about that song that we sing once in a while. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But it goes on to say, Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And that's what God wants us to do, is he wants to bring these things to him tonight. He wants us to bring these things in. But it goes on to say, it says, look up from whence cometh your help. He'll bring you sweet peace in the midst of your raging storms and seas. And the chorus says, he knows all my needs. He knows your needs. He cares and he sees. You and I, while traveling this road, he knows how much that you can bear. Don't give up. You know, we've got an enemy out there, and we'll talk about that in a minute. We've got an enemy out there. He wants us to give up. He wants us to give up. But what did we sing a little bit ago? Don't give up. Even though you might feel like you want to, don't give up. He knows how much you can bear. Don't give up. He'll be right there. He's waiting to carry you. God doesn't want us to carry all these burdens by ourselves. That's not what God wants for us tonight. He doesn't want us to carry those burdens. Even though that we feel like that we are so loaded down with care sometimes, that we just can't take one more thing. God wants to take that burden. He wants us to help. He wants to help carry that load for us tonight. We have to take and give it to him. We have to take and give it to him tonight. And that's what he's asking for us to do, is to give that to him tonight. And that's what, you know, in the midst of the last couple of weeks, I've just had to turn it over and say, Lord, I can't be there with my students. I can't be there to do this. I can't be there to do that. Lord, you're going to have to help me with this. You're going to have to help my students through this when I can't be there with them. You know what? God helped. God helped through the last couple of weeks. He helped my students. He helped me. And, you know, even though, again, I have all kinds of questions, but God has given us strength. God has given us help. And I appreciate that tonight. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to help us tonight. But as we finish up our thoughts tonight, I thought about 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, starting at verse 7. So 1 Peter chapter 5, starting at verse 7. And this verse came to my mind, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And so tonight, young people, are we casting our cares on Jesus tonight? Or are we trying to carry these things all by ourselves? Maybe we're going through trials. Maybe we're going through hard places. Maybe the enemy is really, really pressing in upon us. But are we casting our cares on him tonight? Or are we trying to carry these things all on our own? And it goes on to say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know, and I thought, that's just like the devil. And I thought about it in this situation here. Such a young life, wasn't he? He was just 2 or 3 weeks short of his 18th birthday. And here he devoured, the enemy talked him into doing something for whatever reason. There were some difficulties in his life. I don't know if he was having a difficult time dealing with them or not. But the enemy was right there to devour him, to talk him into it. And so tonight, young people, you know, you've got an enemy. And we need to be aware of the enemy's tactics tonight. And if he can do something to devour you, he will. But don't fall for that old, what do you want to say? Don't fall for that old trick that Jacob, his name was Jacob. Don't fall for that, the enemy will say, you know what, if you just do this, your troubles will be over. If you just do this, your troubles will be over and you won't have to worry about it anymore. That's a lie. That's a lie. And so I might say this tonight. Young people, you know, I'm sure that there have been times in your life that you think, you know, it would be easy. It would be easy just to end everything. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that lie of the devil. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. And I think we all, you might say, have moments where, you know, we might have moments of weakness and the enemy will come in on us like a flood. This is where we've got to make sure that we're rooted and grounded in the things of God, that we can go to God in prayer and say, God, I know the enemy is coming in on me like a flood and I need your help. But also, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I know my wife has been working with ones within the young people's group. And, you know, I have worked with ones in the young people's group. But ask for help. The enemy will do his best to isolate us. Say, you know what? You're the only one that's going through this situation. You're the only one and nobody can help you. That's a lie of the devil. That's a lie. You know, we may not have all the answers. We may not have all the answers, young people. But we can take you to one that does. We can point you to God. We can help you get to God. God's the one that can help you. But it says, be sober, be vigilant. So young people, be on your guard. You know, it says down here, I also got it from another translation. It says, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That the enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. But it goes on in verse 9, it says, resist him. Resist the devil. There's another verse in the Bible that says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil, young people. Don't be an easy mark for him tonight. Don't be an easy mark for him tonight. But it says, but resist him. Be firm in your faith against his attack, rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. I want you to think about that. Has the devil ever told you that you're the only one going through this? Nobody cares. Come on now. Well, the Bible here says that the same experiences of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. You do not suffer alone. But the enemy will say, you're the only one going through this. Nobody else cares. So why try? Why try? Has the devil told you that before? I'll be honest, I'll admit that. The devil's told me that before. Don't fall for the lie. Don't fall for the lie. The Bible tells us that the devil was a liar from the beginning, right? And he hasn't changed. He has not changed. So don't fall for his lies tonight. And then also in verse 10 it says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessings and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, establish you, making you what you ought to be. I think Sister Pam this week If I remember right, didn't she sing that song? He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And so, young people, tonight I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that when the enemy comes around and tells you that, you know what, you're the only one going through this. You're the only one going through this trial. Nobody cares. Nobody loves you. You might as well just give up, or worse, do something to harm yourself. Don't fall for the lie tonight. Don't fall for the lie. Because that's what it is. It's a lie of the enemy. We love you. I want you to know we love each and every one of you tonight. And even more so, God loves you. God loves you. He wants to see you make it. He wants to see you make it. But young people, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I know that these are some of the most difficult words. And I say this over and over and over again. But these are the most difficult words. Three words. I need help. Why is it so difficult for us to say that tonight? Whether it's going to God and saying, God, I need help, or going to somebody that you trust and saying, I need help. I need help with this. Can you pray with me? Can you talk to me? Can you help me? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask for. Young people, I know that you're probably thinking that I would never, ever do that. Just never know. Just never know where the devil's going to get you in such a place where you just think, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Don't let the enemy get you there. Don't let the enemy get you in that place. We love you. We want to see you be successful. Things of God. We want you to be successful in this life. We want you to grow old. We want you to grow old. We want you to have a successful life in living for God. And you can do that. You can do that. But you know what? It takes some perseverance on your part. It does. It takes some perseverance. It takes some perseverance on all of our part. But you can do it. By God's grace, you can do it tonight. And so we love you. We appreciate you. We want to see you do well. We want to see you do well. We want you to prosper. We want you to prosper in the things of God.